One of my favourite proofs in the whole of mathematics is the proof that there are infinitely many prime numbers. It's one of the first proofs in the history of mathematics going back 2,000 years. It's in Euclid's Elements, and it's a beautiful argument which just uses the finite mind to prove that something goes on to infinity. A prime number is a number which is indivisible, like 7 or 17 or 3. What the Greeks discovered is that these are like the atoms of mathematics. So you can make any other number by multiplying these prime numbers together. So a number like 15 is not prime, but it can be built out of the primes 3 times 5. The number 6 isn't prime. It can be made out of 2 times 3. So the interesting thing for the ancient Greeks was, well, could you get away with finitely many of these atoms? Could you build all numbers by multiplying just combinations of a few of these numbers together? And this is what they discovered you couldn't do. So in this little piece, we've kind of explored whether we can actually sonify that extraordinary discovery. So we're going to start with two prime numbers, two indivisible numbers, and the challenge is maybe we can make everything, all other numbers, out of these two very simple primes. So we're going to start with the number 3. It's an indivisible number, a prime number, and it creates a nice kind of little waltz rhythm. And now we're going to introduce the next prime number, which is going to be the prime number 2. And out of 2s, we can already make 2s, 4s, 8s, 16s. So we get a little sort of march rhythm. The challenge now is, what can you make out of combinations of 2s and 3s? Now we introduce a third voice, which is going to explore what can you make out of 2s and 3s. And what it discovers is that out of 2s and 3s, you can make 6s, 12s, 9s. So perhaps it's possible to make every number out of combinations of these simple 2s and 3s. But there's a challenge ahead. Euclid said, what if you take the number 2 and 3, multiply them together, and then add 1 to that number? This new number cannot be made out of multiples of 2s and 3s, because you always get remainder 1. So this new number, 2 times 3 plus 1, 7, is a new challenge which can't be made out of waltzes and marches. So let's add 7 into the mix and hear our mathematical voice wrestling with what you can do with these 3 atomic rhythms of 2, 3, and 7. So we can do so much more with these 3 atomic numbers, 2, 3, and 7. But can we do everything? Euclid says no, because we play the same trick again. We multiply 2 times 3 times 7 and add 1 to that, and suddenly we've got a new challenge. The number 43 cannot be made out of these 3 rhythms. And so the piece of music keeps on going to infinity. So let's hear Euclid's proof that there are infinitely many primes.